The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah, the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam 50 times upon me daily, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad Nurim min Nurillah. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful, wonderful episode in silsila of this series known as The Light of Guidance. Mashallah, you are watching Madani Channel English. With me I have Mulana Asim Madani Sahib. Once again, Mulana Sahib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahib? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah ila kulli hal.
Mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah Azzawajal, today's focal point of discussion will be the most knowledgeable prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Zaat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, this will be our focal point of discussion, and inshallah Azzawajal, we will try and discuss some beautiful aspects with regards to this topic, inshallah. After this break, we will take a short break, listen to a beautiful kalam, and as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Almighty bestows 10 mercies upon him.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
The most beloved to me is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Light of my dark heart is the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Poochega maula laya hai kya kya, poochega maula laya hai kya kya, main ye kahunga naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
When Allah will ask, what have you brought? I will then say, the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, kar lo wazifa naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
If you desire the wealth of both worlds, keep mentioning the name of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں رکھو لحد میں جس دم عزیزوں مجھ کو سنانا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علی محمد.
O my dear ones, when you lay me to rest in my grave, do remember to mention the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Apne raza ke qurban jao, murshid piya ke qurban jao, jisne sikhaya naame Muhammad dil ka ujala naame Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May I sacrifice my life for Raza, who taught the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علی محمد النور من نور اللہ. مرحبا, ماشاءاللہ, ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ. یو آر واچنگ دی لائٹ آف گائیڈنس اینڈ دی ویری بیوٹیفل کلام وی ہیو جسٹ لسن ٹو ناؤ. الحمدللہ الحمدللہ. ٹوڈے ایز آئی مینشنڈ دیٹ یو نو وی ول بی ڈسکسنگ انشاءاللہ دی نالج آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In fact, not just the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather we will be mentioning that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most knowledgeable prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or I would say in the entire creation of Allah, the most knowledgeable is the zat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is no dispute to this, because if we have to look at the various ayat of the Holy Quran, the various a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise if you look at the various sayings of the sahaba ikram, the tabi'in ikram, the great ulama-i izam, and what they had to say with regards to the immense knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is something which is beyond our imagination, something which is beyond our comprehension. And just recently, in fact just last week, I was reading a very beautiful book written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, known as Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah Bil-Madatil Ghaybiyah, in which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat very beautifully, tackled the answers to the objections which were posed from some people who had, some misconceptions and misunderstandings with regards to the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, they started posing objections on the ilm-e ghaib and the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to reply, it's a very lengthy detail, we have discussed this previously. To answer the objection from these people, very beautifully Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote an entire book. And that book was known as Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah Bil-Madatil Ghaybiyah. In that book, very beautifully, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat answered in detail with regards to the immense knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he proved that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ilm ghaib, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does have the ilm ghaib, then how Allah ta'ala granted it to him, how much knowledge Allah ta'ala granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, does he have the knowledge of these things, of those things, and everything Ala Hazrat has mentioned in detail. I would request all our viewers and our listeners, for those that can read the Urdu, then please do read this beautiful book of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will find very, very beautiful answers which Ala Hazrat had with regards to the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that book, very beautifully, Ala Hazrat has mentioned one ayat. Vaise to Ala Hazrat mentioned many ayat. And one ayat Ala Hazrat very beautifully mentioned, which is ayat number 113, a part of the ayat from Surah Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully says, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمْ. And Allah has sent down upon you the book and wisdom, and taught you what whatever you did not know, whatever you did not know. And based on this, ulama-i kiram then explain and they mention that ya, this ma lam ta'alam, this word ma encompasses everything. In other words, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have the knowledge of, Allah ta'ala taught everything to the zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you also know in English, when we speak about everything, then everything doesn't only refer to something which is only confined to Makkatul Mukarrama or Madinatul Munawwara or Sham or Syria or Yemen. No, everything means everything. Whatever has happened, whatever is happening, and whatever will happen even until the day of Qiyamah and after the day of judgment as well. And logically, if you have to look at it, then you do see that the Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has mentioned on many occasions, who told you about Jannat? Who told you about Jahannam? Who told you about the Bridge of Sirat? About the events of the hereafter? All of these are unseen things, but everything was mentioned to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in detail, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is how it's going to happen. All of this are indications towards the immense knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately, and this is where I'm going to come to Munasab now, unfortunately, in today's time, people, target the Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accuse Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you have to speak about the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself, this is a separate topic. But I feel before we discuss the knowledge, we have to first tackle some of those objections which people pose upon Islam and upon the Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Munasab, one objection which people pose, I just mentioned now, that ma'adhala, they say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is illiterate. And we will come to that on a later stage, inshallah, whilst we are discussing. Another objection which some people pose, and they quote a very famous ayat of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And some people misinterpret this and mistranslate it and mention that ya dhal is in the meaning of misguided. Maybe if you can first explain a few words with regards to this ayat of the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. If we read the Holy Quran, the book of Almighty Allah, with the eyes of love and devotion, and with the heart of Iman, with the pure heart, then we will find the entire book of Almighty Allah as the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entire Holy Quran, each and every verse, each and every word, each and every letter is the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who mistranslate, misinterpret this ayat of the Holy Quran, they, ma'azallah, don't have the eyes and the heart of love and devotion. They don't love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They just claim, and their claim is false and wrong.
Yes.
Quran says, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. Ma'azallah, some people translated this ayat muqaddisa, and they took this word dhalan in its literal meaning. When we use this word for ourselves, for common people, then it comes in the meaning of misguidance.
Right.
But we must be very careful when we talk about Nabiye Pak, Sahib al-Awlaq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the personality who came to guide people, the personality who removed the darkness of misguidance from this world, how can he be misled and misguided? When we talk about Nabiye Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so then we must be very careful, extra careful. Because insulting Nabiye Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disrespecting Nabiye Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can cause to lose the iman.
Right.
A person can lose the iman if he disrespects and insult Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zaat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, if a person disrespects a single hay of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will come out of the fold of Islam, circle of Islam, because Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that personality who is very beloved to Almighty Allah, who is very close to Almighty Allah. And the person who claims to love Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, claims to be the devotee of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who cannot think of using such a word which can be the insult and the disrespect of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you read the translation of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala ala Kanzul Iman, then you will understand that in this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah praised His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. In this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah mentioned that, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we found you engrossed in our love. So when we found you engrossed in our love, so we gave you a way, we gave you a path. So in this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah clearly mentioned that my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves me. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves Almighty Allah. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam was under the care of Sayyidatuna Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. She used to take care of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once she decided to go to Makkatul Mukarrama, she took Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam with her. When she reached by the gate of the city Makkatul Mukarrama, there was a big crowd of people. Lot of people were standing there. So what happened that she just went quite far from that place and stood on a side. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also standing with Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha. So she went to do some personal work, personal thing. She left Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam there and she went. When she went there, she heard a voice, you know, a loud voice. She ran back to Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when she came, she did not find Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam there. She asked people that where is my son Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but no one knew about him, where he has gone. Then finally, you know, she went little far and sat somewhere and put her hands on her head, started thinking with worry and distress. So while she was worried and thinking about Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an old man came to Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha and asked her that, why are you worried? Why are you looking stressed? So she told him the entire incident. So he said that, I know someone who can tell you about your son, where he is at the moment. She said, who is that? He said that, I'm talking about Hubul. Hubul was an idol which Quraysh of Kufar of Makkah used to worship. He said that Hubul can tell you. She said that, how Hubul can tell me about Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do you know what happened to Hubul when my this great son, the son of Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, was born? What happened to Hubul? What happened to the idol, this idol? So then she said that, I told him that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, this idol along with other idols fell on their face, fell on the ground. So he did not listen to her. He went to Hubul, the idol. He moved around the Hubul for few times, for seven times. And then he said, he asked Hubul that, where is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? As soon as this idol heard the name of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it fell down again. You know, this time as well, the way it fell down when, you know, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, came to this world. So he started shivering, this old man. And then now while shivering, he went to the Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha and said that, don't worry. Your Lord will not let him be harmed. Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha says that, when I lost the hope that I can't find him, I went to Sayyiduna Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I told him the entire story, entire incident. It was like a judgment day for Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He also became worried and stressed. He came out, he took out his sword, and, you know, he called the people of Quraysh as well. All of them, you know, he was the leader of Quraysh. They said to Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we will obey your command. Whatever you will say, we are going to follow, we are going to obey. So say and tell us what must we do now. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala who went to Haram-e-Pak, he did Tawaf-e Kaaba, and after that he made dua in the holy court of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, inna Muhammadan lam yujad. Muhammad, my grandson, is not found. We don't know where he is. Where is he right now? فَجَمِيُّ قَوْمِي كُلُّهُمْ مُتَرَدِّدٌ. An entire nation is worried and stressed about him. We don't know where is my grandson Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right now. So he heard a voice from unseen that you don't need to worry. Allah will not let him be harmed in any case. Meanwhile, when you know this all was happening, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala who was busy in making duas, Abu Jahl entered in Haram-e-Pak. When Abu Jahl entered, he was riding on a she-camel and Nabiye Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in front of him on that she-camel. Abu Jahl spoke to Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said that, I don't know what your son is going to do with us tomorrow. We don't know about future. But what happened today that I was coming to Haram. So I found him, I saw him somewhere standing. So I took him with me. I made my she-camel sit down and I tried to make him sit behind me. But whenever I tried to make him sit behind me, the she-camel was not moving. The she-camel was not moving. So then I realized, I understand that maybe the reason is that I should make him sit in front of me. He understood the status of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He saw the status of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shan of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own eyes. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Almighty Allah protected Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam through Firaun. You know, Firaun killed so many kids out of fear. He had the fear that one of these children is going to finish my kingdom, is going to destroy my kingdom. So due to this fear, he killed many kids in Bani Israel. But the one who was going to destroy his kingdom, Almighty Allah sent him to his house in his care. Almighty Allah protected him. Firaun looked after Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas says the way Almighty Allah showed the status, the shan of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in front of the Firaun of Misr, Almighty Allah showed the status and the shan of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of Abu Jahl. Meaning whether he wanted, obviously he didn't want to respect Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't do this out of respect because he knew. And at the same time, we should remember that Abu Jahl knew that this child is the prophet of Almighty Allah. This child is going to be the leader of the entire, you know, universe one day. He knew, but he did not accept the status of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam out of jealousy because he was very stubborn. He was very arrogant. Out of arrogance, he did not accept the status of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't pay witness the prophethood of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew, but he didn't like this. So he did not respect Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or didn't carry him with him out of respect. No, that was not the case. But whether Abu Jahl wanted or he didn't want, Almighty Allah showed the dignity, the honor, the great status of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Abu Jahl, that whether you do like or you don't like, you will have to serve my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he served him. And how he served him? He tried to make him sit behind him, but she camel taught him a lesson that, oh idiot, this is not a common person. He is Imamul Anbiya. So Imam must not sit behind you. Imam must sit in front of you. You must give him respect. You must give him honor. So Almighty Allah said in this Ayat-e-Muqaddisa, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَىٰ. O beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you were very young, you were alone. Sayyida Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha was not with you. Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also not with you. At that time, you know, Jews of that time, all, you know, they had already planned many times to kill Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, azallah, to make him shaheed. Kufar-e Makkah, you know, they already knew that this child is going to be a leader of Quraysh, leader of the entire world. And this child is the prophet of Almighty Allah. They already you know, knew, and they also had planned to harm Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Almighty Allah said that when all these things were there, when the circumstances were not suitable for you, you were alone at that time, Almighty Allah wa wajadaka dhallan fahada. So when I found you engrossed in my love, so the way I protected you at that time, when there was possibility, you know, to harm you, you know, when mushrikeen were already planning to harm you, so the Zaat protected you at that time. He will protect you throughout your life because you have a great status in my holy court. You have a great martaba maqam in my holy court. That's what Almighty Allah mentioned in this ayat muqaddasah. Wa wajadaka dhallan fahada. This is one meaning.
Subhanallah.
Another meaning is this. Mufassireen-e kiram have mentioned that Almighty Allah divided the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam into two parts. One part is before he announced his prophethood, and the other part of his life is after that. Meaning 40 years before he announced his prophethood and 23 years of his life after he announced his prophethood.
Right.
So Almighty Allah summarized the entire life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam in this ayat muqaddisah. This first part of the ayat muqaddisah, wa wajadaka dhallan, he found you engrossed in his love, relates to the 40 years of the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, that oh my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, you spent your entire life in my love from the childhood till, you know, the age of 40, till, you know, the time when you announced your prophethood, each and every step of your life, you know, was in the obedience of your Almighty Allah. Each and every breath you took in the obedience of Almighty Allah, in the love of Almighty Allah. So when you spent your entire life in the love of Almighty Allah, fahada, then Almighty Allah sent the wahi, wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. O beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you have sacrificed each and everything for my rida, for my, due to my love and devotion, when you have engrossed in the love of Almighty Allah, fahada means wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, he taught you whatever you did not know.
Allah.
So it means the entire life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is mentioned in this ayat of the Holy Quran, that you spent your 40 years in the love of Almighty Allah. So when you spent your 40 years of life in the love of Almighty Allah, then after that, what happened? Fahada. He gave you a way. And what is that way? He sent a revelation to his beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that wa 'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. So in fact, this ayat muqaddisah is the praise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But only that person can understand that this ayat is the naat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, praise of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One who reads it with the eyes of love, with iman, and with a pure heart. Otherwise, he will also translate it the way some people translate it, that ma'azallah, he found you misled. How a Nabi can be misled? Astaghfirullah. Nabi is hadi. Nabi is a guide. Nabi comes to this world to guide people.
Right.
So when Nabi comes to guide people, he, you know, that is a belief. Anbiya ikrama ma'asum.
Ji.
Ma'asum anil khata. They can't commit khata. They can't commit sin. So a person, the personality who cannot commit sin, can he be misled? Astaghfirullah. So this was just the basic meaning of this ayat of the Holy Quran, which you told me to mention. So alhamdulillah, we have tried to describe it.
Jazakallah, Munasir. How beautiful that explanation was, you know, all pointing down towards the ayat, wa'allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam, that yes, Allah Ta'ala taught you whatever, you know, you did not know prior to this, whatever was not in your knowledge, but now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has taught it to you. That's why I said, before we discuss the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we first need to understand all of these delicate matters. I mean, all of these are leading towards the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but to understand that, you first need to understand this ayat of the Holy Quran. And unfortunately, today people just open their mouths and say anything, madhala. And now to give an answer to them, this entire discussion needs to take place. It takes 1 second Ma'adha to say something disgusting, and it takes so much of evidence to prove that no, what you are saying is utterly nonsense, and this is the shan and the maqam and the status of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, as Muran Sahib has mentioned, if a person thinks logically, that personality whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated so high, Allah ta'ala has granted him such a high rank that even in the childhood, Allah ta'ala is making his shan, his status apparent to the kuffar, to the animals. How can that person in the least sense, how can that person be ma'adhala, an illiterate person? Al-ayadhu billah, there is no possibility at all. So those people who just use their mouth to slander, to open their mouth, they should ask themselves that they are not even believers. As Munasab mentioned in the beginning, that someone who shows the slightest disrespect, even to one Mubarak strand of hair of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person will leave the fold of Islam, because Iman is based upon the adab, the respect and the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So in fact, if we read the Holy Quran, Quran says, لَقَدْ لَبِثْتُ فِيكُمْ عُمُرًا مِنْ قَبْلِهِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ
جی.
Quran says, O beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, I have lived an era amongst you, so do you not have intellect?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning in this ayat muqaddisa, Almighty Allah is telling his beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell this kuffar in Makkah, kuffar of Makkah al-Mukarramah, that did not I spend my 40 years of life amongst you? Almighty Allah says that tell them that ponder in my that life. You know, actually they insulted Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after he announced his prophethood.
Right.
So Almighty Allah said to his beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that tell them that you must ponder in my that life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you stayed with me. I stayed in Makkatul Mukarramah with you. So my entire life is in front of you. So Almighty Allah declared the 40 years of the life of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the evidence of the truthfulness of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the evidence of Quran being a true book of Almighty Allah.
Mm-hmm.
So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire life was around the love of Almighty Allah, around the obedience of Almighty Allah. He spent his entire life while following and obeying the commandments of Almighty Allah. In fact, when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I saw after he was born, I saw him prostrating, making sajda in the barga of Almighty Allah. And in sajda, it is also narrated that when Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, he was saying, Rabbi habli ummati. At that time, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to his Almighty Allah. And this also shows one more thing, how great our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, how unique our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that after he was born, he performed the greatest ibadat of Almighty Allah. Because Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person becomes more closer to Almighty Allah when he is in halat sajda, when he is in the position of sajda, when he prostrates. Because when you make sajda in the barga of Almighty Allah, you surrender yourself, you humble yourself. Aap jhuk jate hain, aap sar taslim kham karte hain. So when you surrender, when you humble yourself, then you get closeness of Almighty Allah. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attained the status of closeness, the qurbe khas of Almighty Allah, right after he was born. Because right after he was born, he went to perform sajda in the barga of Almighty Allah. So the Nabi who prostrated in the barga of Almighty Allah right after he was born, this teaches us that the salah which has been made farz upon us, the salah which is the coolness of the eyes of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it also demands that we must prostrate in the barga of Almighty Allah as much as possible. Whether you, meaning you prostrate in form of far salah, nafil salah, sajda shukr, sajda tilawat, or whatever sajda you perform, as long as you prostrate in the barga of Almighty Allah, you will attain closeness of Almighty Allah. In fact, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to one sahabi, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rabia As-Salmi radiallahu ta'ala, once he brought some water for Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for wudu. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so pleased. He said to Rabia As-Salmi radiallahu ta'ala, Sal Rabia, ask whatever you want to ask. Mm-hmm. He didn't say that ask something related to this world.
Mm-hmm.
Ask something, something which I can do. No. He said, sal, unconditionally, mm-hmm. whatever you want to ask. So it means that Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Mukhtare Kul. He is the one who is going to distribute Jannah.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who is going to intercede for us on the day of judgment. So he is Mukhtare Kul. It is necessary to believe now that Almighty Allah has given him the authority, has given him the power. If he wants to make something first, he has the authority to make it first. If he wants to make something haram, which is not haram, he has the authority to make it haram. If he wants to, allow someone to do something which is not allowed for anyone else, he has the authority to do that. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Mukhtare Kul itself. In fact, this is a separate topic. We should discuss it separately. But what I want to say here is Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Rabi'a Aslami, ask. Sal, whatever you want to ask. Mm. So he said that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. I want your murafaqat, your company in Jannah, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Hazrat Rabia Aslami radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Jannah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? A'inni ala nafsika bi kathrati sujood.
Allah.
If you want my company in Jannah, then what must you do?
Lots of sajdas.
Help yourself by performing lot of sajdas, by prostrating in the bargah of Almighty Allah, by kasrate nawafil, by performing salah. So the Nabi who is telling us that if you want my company in Jannah, then prostrate in the bargah of Almighty Allah, make sajda in the bargah of Almighty Allah. And unfortunately, we don't have time to prostrate. Astaghfirullah, some people, they only come to the masjid on Friday. Some others, they don't come to the masjid even on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe come on the day of Eid.
Right.
Just once in throughout the year you come to the masjid. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prostrated right after he was born.
Mm-hmm.
It teaches us that salah is very, very important ibadat. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you want my company in Jannah, then help yourself through sajdas. Make lot of sajdas. So if you are habitual of performing first salah, there are 5 daily salahs. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. There are some nawafil as well in those salahs. There are some sunnahs as well, witr. So altogether, I think these are 48 rakats.
Mm.
So if you perform 48 rakats every day, so it means you are going to perform 96 sajdas. 96 sajdas.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasab. Very, very beautiful discussion with regards to sajda, and reminds me of a very beautiful couplet. Ye ek sajda jise tu gira samajhta hai, hazar sajde se deta hai aadmi ko najat. Jazakallah Munasab for those wonderful, beautiful words. As you did mention that, we touched on the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam because we had these beautiful other discussions. We had to discuss that as well. But inshallah Azzawajal, in the future episodes, we will dedicate one complete episode only discussing the knowledge of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But as I mentioned in the beginning, these things were important to be discussed. So you can understand the martaba, the rank and the status of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then only you will understand that a person with such a high rank and status, what will be the level of his knowledge, of his ibadat, of his riyazat, of his amal, of his amal. We will discuss this in the coming episodes. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah in our next episode. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance, the light of guidance.